What's interesting about spiritual burnout is that we don't realize how much this also decreases how productive we are. So we end up just trying to overcompensate by doing more, by just doing more stuff. But when you're actually in alignment with your essence, your ability to be creative drastically increases. Well, part of doing less is doing the right things, meaning do the things that are right for you. Because when you are doing those things, you will be better at them than most other people. You will require much less time to do those things well instead of pushing and forcing. This also kind of burnout does manifest in both physical and mental ways.
This is Euphoric Evolution, a podcast all about inner spiritual growth for abundance, where we bridge the spiritual into the practical, the energetic into the physical. I'm Mikosina Jezer. I'm a spiritual teacher and oracle, speaker and author, and I'm passionate about catalyzing tomorrow's leaders into consciousness and transformation. So if you're a spiritual seeker and know you're called for more, let's begin your transformation.
Have you been experiencing burnout? I feel like more people really need to talk about this. There was a study done last year, 2023, on the state of burnout. And at the time of that survey, 59% of people surveyed were experiencing burnout. And the younger the generation, the greater the level of burnout. In fact, I believe it was, let me not lie to you, I've got it pulled up, 71% experiencing burnout were Gen Z and 65% of millennials. This is insane. And every single year, burnout is increasing. So a lot of people, when we're having conversation around burnout, the immediate culprit is to go to the physical, tangible problems that we see. And I don't want to negate those, right? If you are burnt out, number one, that means that you are experiencing a high level of exhaustion, mental, emotional, it could be physical exhaustion, just like the sense of being very disconnected and fatigued or lacking inspiration, right? And that can happen when you've had too much workload for a long time, no work-life balance. Of course, the idea of work-life balance is, I have different opinions on that. I think that we have a work-life harmony, but that's neither here nor there. But no work-life balance where most of your time is spent working in some capacity and very little restoration, rejuvenation, right? But also having unrealistic expectations, whether that is from an external source. So external sources like your boss, you know, your family, or whether you are placing those unrealistic expectations on yourself, right? All of these things can lead to burnout. But what a lot of people don't think about is the spiritual causes of burnout. And I personally think that the reason why we're seeing such an increase in burnout is because of spiritual misalignment. Now, spiritual misalignment can happen when we engage with or we participate in spaces, places, in work, activities that go against our true essence. It's when we try to create who we think we have to be in order to succeed and create that persona or that identity in conflict with our true essence, right? And this happens most often because of the drive for recognition, for the desire for money or the next level. And ultimately, my vision is that we create individuals who are living in alignment, in a state of harmony that brings together what they do in alignment with who they truly are. Now, I think actually, maybe some people will be mad at me for saying this, I actually think that some of the self-help, law of attraction, manifestation teachings that have existed out there, or at least the way that people have perceived them, has done a disservice and created this experience in more people. Because a lot of the approach to getting to your next level, becoming successful, is all around, well, who do you have to be in order to experience that? And then all of your focus is on who, trying to be who you think you should be versus embracing who you actually are at the deepest level. It takes a process of self-discovery to find that. But when you actually align what you are doing, whether that's in business, whether that in your home life, and on and on and on, when you align with your essence and allow that essence to permeate, infiltrate all aspects of your life, you not only experience more fulfillment, you're able to tap into greater levels of flow, but also you experience more abundance because everything is online together and you are using the greatest of your potential. So when we don't allow ourselves to be who we truly are, when we don't really find ourselves and then align our life, align our business, align our career with that essence, and instead sacrifice ourselves for the illusion of, you know, short-term gain, compromising your long-term vision, your legacy, your fulfillment for what you can get at this second. Over time, you end up losing sight of why you got started to begin with, why you're doing what you're doing, and ultimately, you end up burning out. What's interesting about spiritual burnout is that we don't realize how much this also decreases how productive we are. So we end up just trying to overcompensate by doing more, by just doing more stuff. But when you're actually in alignment with your essence, your ability to be creative drastically increases. You are much more deeply connected with the people around you, your community, your team, your mentors, your mentees. And you also experience greater levels of fulfillment. I also noticed too that there's been a lot of misunderstanding around the concept of, you know, do less. Well, part of doing less is doing the right things, meaning do the things that are right for you. Because when you are doing those things, you will be better at them than most other people. You will require much less time to do those things well instead of pushing and forcing. This also kind of burnout does manifest in both physical and mental ways. So it can start off as just a lack of presence, feeling very detached and uninspired, but also over time that builds into stress and anxiety. And then it can lead into depression. If you're listening to this, you understand that our inner reality is creating our outer reality, right? So those emotional states, our mental state also damages our immune system. So we're much more likely to get sick. If you're finding yourself sick often, this can be why. Or if you're having headaches a lot or gut issues, a lot of gut issues can come about, as well as fatigue that doesn't make sense, right? Like it's one thing if you're fatigued because you didn't sleep well, but if you are consistently finding yourself fatigued, this could be why. So what can you do about this? Well, number one, identify your essence. I have a quiz on my website and in the show notes on how you can find your essence. That is incredibly helpful to start to align your life with this aspect of you, but also making sure to prioritize unplugging and rest, right? If you find that you struggle with resting, you feel like you need to be doing something all the time to be valuable and worthy, well, there's some work to do. You can apply at theroyalshaman.com for us to support you in that. It's also important that you uncover your purpose. It's very difficult to build a life that feels good if you are unsure about what really matters to you, what you wish to create and experience. All of this requires deeper levels of self-awareness and taking time to prioritize yourself. I know as a mother, as a parent, that can be very challenging, but also understand that when you do that, everyone around you benefits. Everyone around benefits when you are operating at your best, when you are operating in alignment with who you are called to be in this life, not who you think you should be, not the version of you that is just people pleasing to get by, or the version of you that is just doing all of the work, some of it that doesn't even need to be done, right? So I'd love to hear from you if you have experienced burnout over the last year, 2 years, 3 years. I'd love to hear from you. What has that been like for you? You can shoot me a message on Instagram, as I'm going to be talking about burnout a lot more in the next few months, because it's extremely important, because we can't have our new earth leaders succumbing and collapsing to burnout. It does not have to be that way. I'll see you next time.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Euphoric Evolution. If you found this valuable, be sure to like, subscribe, and leave a review with your biggest takeaway. Be sure to share with someone you care about if you know they'll also find value in this episode. You can also visit theroyalshaman.com to take my free consciousness quiz, where you'll uncover your current stage of consciousness, identify your current blockages, and define which steps you can take next to align with your highest potential. You can also see the show notes to find our socials. In Euphoria,